You're listening to the House to Home Show on WGCL, brought to you by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington. And now your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello, and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with HFI Mechanical and Building Solutions, and my co-host is Brian Thompson with FC Tucker, Bloomington Realtors.
Thought she forgot where I worked.
I know, I did. Well, you've been talking about how busy you've been.
It's been very busy. It's a good
absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely. So our guest today is going to make you busier, maybe.
That's what I say. I think he's been busy.
He has been. It is Derek Wells with Wells
Lawn Care and Landscaping.
Lawn care.
I was going to say
landscape and lawn care.
All the same. Same basket, right?
Yep. But he's actually here to talk about the home show,
that's
which
right.
is coming up in another month.
That's right. We are 4 weeks away.
Awesome. February 24, 25, 26.
You got it.
Correct. Awesome. We'll be there.
Yes.
HFI.
You will be.
We'll be there.
A lot of people will be there. It's going to be a packed house this year.
That's right. So let's talk about the home show. We were kind of talking before we started the show today about how long it's been around. It's been around a long time.
A long time. So,
and I even told you something you didn't know, and that it actually started at the college mall.
That's right. Yeah,
I wasn't involved then. It was way before me. But it was very small then.
Yeah, a little bit of history there. College mall, and then moved on up to Bloomington South, and then over to the convention center. Mm-hmm. And now we are second year at the warehouse.
Absolutely.
Which is over on South Rogers.
South Rogers.
Mm-hmm. Right, 1525 South Rogers.
Absolutely. So it's kind of across from Cook Pharmaca.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Right there on Rogers.
Best beers in that area, the dermatology center, all
down
that stuff.
Down from Sweetgrass.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
People will be parking there.
I like food. Yes.
So tell us a little bit about what we can expect, what's happening, who some of the vendors are, who are the sponsors. Tell
sure.
us anything we need
yeah,
to know.
Yeah, well, so like I said, we're our second year at the warehouse. Mm-hmm. We're expecting a lot bigger show this year, just kind of repeating at that same location. The location that we're at has about 100,000 square feet where all the vendors are going to be setting up. So it is huge. So it's going to be a really big show.
Space.
Yeah, a lot of space. The show's put on by BASCI, which is the Building Association of South Central Indiana. And the show is going to be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 24th, 25th, and 26th. And for those of you that are members of the Bloomington Chamber, there's a VIP Bloomington After Hours event, and that's going to be that Thursday. It's going to be the VIP night. So show hours Friday 2 to 8, Saturday 10 to 6, and Sunday 12 to 5.
So there's lots of opportunities to go and check it all out. And I love the home show personally. I mean, it's a great time. As a homeowner who's always looking to improve things, you can see great new products that are out,
right?
Especially for outdoor scapes. You know, there's always like decking
right.
and all kinds of stuff. And Wells does a fabulous, fabulous display of patio things and outdoor scapes.
Yeah, look, last year we had outdoor kitchen, outdoor fireplace, dining area.
And those are very popular right now.
That's
People
right.
People really are looking to move outdoors.
Oh, yeah.
We've
right.
talked about that
huge.
On numerous shows.
Yep. You want that living space, it's an extension of your home. So if you can carry that from inside to being outside, really take a lot more advantage of the space that you do have.
Yeah, absolutely. And so the warehouse gives more of the opportunity for people to actually build things.
Right.
I think Lauren Wood's going to have a tiny house in there, isn't he?
I think so. We may want to check with him. So I know we had a lot of tiny homes last year.
On the street.
Yeah.
Because I've talked to him.
I'm going to have to go to the show to find out. It's classified information right now at the moment.
You might want to come see it, because I think there's going to be at least one tiny house.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
There were more last year. There were two or three last year.
There was. Yeah, there was a few. But yeah, I think the big thing we want to mention to everybody is that the show is free. So it's free attendance for everybody. So bring your family, bring your friends, no charge getting through the door. A couple of the other highlights that we're going to be having this year is we have a kid zone, which is something that we had done a few years back that had a huge success. So that is sponsored by Southside Rental. They're going to have a bounce house, obstacle course, cotton candy, face painting. So good time for to keep the kids occupied. And the Boys and Girls Club is actually going to help out with that
Nice.
I think they're even going to do a little craft project there too. So maybe building related project coming up to keep
those
the kids
Boys
busy.
Boys and Girls Club people,
I
good
know.
People.
They're awesome.
They're the best.
Yeah, they are.
Well, we're glad to have them back too. But
exactly.
I really like that there's an area for the kids to go to while mom and dad might be perusing. Mm-hmm. It's not a babysitting service necessarily, but if you've got older kids that are kind of bored and you want to talk to some of the vendors, which I think that's what people really go to the home show for. They want to, you know, they're really considering doing some home improvements, whether it's a DIY kind of project or they're looking to contract with someone to do it. They want to talk to people.
Right.
It's not just about going and checking it out, though it is a great thing, especially if it's super, super cold or if it's rainy. Rainy, yucky snowy. I mean, it's a great indoor activity that you can bring the whole family to. There's usually food there, so if you need
we are gonna have food this year. We actually so food trucks, that's a huge buzzword for Bloomington.
So
we are having 5 food truck vendors at the show this year.
Awesome.
So we have who we have here? We got Great White Smoke, fantastic ribs. If you ever had the ribs, Wagon
Wheel.
They were
award winner at one of the chamber events one year.
Yeah, they were. Yep, yeah, at that primetime event that we have in summer. Yeah, nice. Wagon Wheel's going to be there. Hartzell's Stir, which is a coffee truck. So I think they'll probably be pretty busy there.
I've never heard of that. No.
And then also Red Fraser. So.
Awesome. That's good food.
That's good food.
I think I've eaten from every one of those places, except for the Stir. I'm a little excited about that.
Something new for you.
We have plenty of days to try them all again.
Exactly.
Well, and when you work there, you need a little variety. So.
Yeah.
Yes,
you
you'll
do
be there.
Absolutely. So, what type of vendors are there going to be? Obviously, there's going to be lawn and landscape people. There will be.
Oh man, we got a list here. So we have landscapers, designers, builders, pool and spa installers, pet adoption places, window and door companies, car dealers, nurseries, sunroom companies, chiropractors, gutter services, vacation planners, granite countertop fabricators, college student planning, kitchen, home, bath supply people, tax professionals, financial advisors, pest control services.
Wow, there's a lot of stuff.
There is a lot, and the list goes on and on.
Well, it's kind of like what we say about our show. You know, anything that has to do with the house or the home, financial advisors have to do with your house and home.
Absolutely.
Insurance has to do with your house and home. We, you know, welcome everybody.
What a really nice, I mean, on a really nice scale, a manageable scale. I mean, I mean, we have heard for years how much nicer, Indianapolis, our home show is than what theirs is, because it's just kind of vast and it's overwhelming, and here it's manageable and you get a taste of everything.
Yeah.
And it's mostly local people or semi-local people, which is, you know, it's all about supporting local.
Yeah.
So, which is really nice.
A lot of vendors, primarily from Bloomington, but we do have some people coming up from Bedford, so we'll have a Bedford presence there, as well as Martinsville, and they are local. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, and the other thing I want to make sure that we talk about is, I mean, it's still a month out, and if you know of somebody that should have a booth, you still have some booths available.
We do have a few available, so they need to get on it if they'd like a booth, and it's a great opportunity to advertise in front of the local community, and like you said, it's a chance to not just have an ad where someone sees your picture or someone sees your phone number, but actually have a conversation with someone. And these people coming here are coming for that conversation to get some ideas started and get the ball rolling on their project as well.
Yeah, and that's what people are looking for. A lot of times it's ideas. And I know that I've heard, when I used to run the home show, one of the things that I always heard was, well, we didn't get any business right away, but 6 months later, they called and said, oh, yeah, I saw you at the home show. Do you remember we had this conversation? Or sometimes it's even a year later, because people take – these are big investments people are making sometimes. So they want to plan for it, and they want to be ready and have their ducks in a row.
And we had – I know for us, we had some people – contacted us last year that mentioned they saw us at the convention center. Well, that was two or three years ago. Once you're out there, your name's out there, and people hold on to that stuff and they think about it for a while, and when they're ready to jump, they jump.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with Derek Wells talking about the Baskey Home Show.